I hope you're enjoying this edition of the Sunday Hour. I want to thank you for tuning in. Today, let's begin a new study. Let's begin in 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you. Paul begins his letter with an introduction. He acknowledges those that are writing together as a team, and he offers grace and peace to those he is writing to. He continues, "We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ." Beautiful statement, reminding us to always be thankful to God for the community of believers of which we are a part, to mention one another in prayers, and to pray for those who are in a like faith. It goes on to talk about that our God and Father has produced in us a love that is demonstrated by faith and labor, and that this inspires a hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Elsewhere, Paul teaches that in every circumstance we have learned the secret to being content. How? By simply knowing that our God and our Father has arranged our circumstance. If it is to suffer, we suffer as those who are in Christ, that others may see the joy we have in suffering and know that there is hope in eternity. Remember, God promises the first will be last and the last will be first. So, we are working towards a goal, even when we suffer, of God's blessing in eternity. And those of us who find ourselves in plenty or find ourselves in great circumstance, we can be encouraged to know that it is God who has provided these circumstances, and that in these circumstances, we have an opportunity to serve, to share, to give of what we have, and to share it with others. And all of this labor of love produces hope. Let's take some time this week to be thankful for those who are together with us in the church. Let's take some time to reorient our faith and know that God demonstrated his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It is our faith in the work of Christ that leads us to redemption and salvation. And as those who have been redeemed and saved, we can labor in love and service to others. All of this produces hope. All of this produces unity in the faith. This is our great glory, that we, as children of God, may demonstrate God's love to others and glorify him. Praise be to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to the Spirit who guides us and leads us, and to our Father who is in heaven, who has created all things for his pleasure. May your day be blessed and encouraged in Jesus' name. Have a great day.